Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times
are hard. Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. George Troy is our guest. GeorgeTroy.com, the author of The 5 Laws of Retail. I'm looking at his book right here, folks. It's outstanding. How the most successful businesses have mastered these 5 laws and how you should too. George, thanks again for being here. You're going to London soon, and you know all about that market over there. Talk to us about the London retail market. I've made myself available to the London retail market a couple of times. It's a very interesting place.
Well, it is. And, you know, London is a city that is one of the retail hubs of the world, really. Yeah. New York, London, Hong Kong. And it's in a constant state of development and flux and evolution also. So that's one of the reasons. I'm going to go there for a conference also. But I always make it a point to find the time to see the London retail environment.
Are they experiencing different challenges? Are there Main Street businesses experiencing a different challenge than we are here in the United States?
No, I think they're much the same, although the environment is a little bit different. London is a city of villages. That's what they like to talk to you about. There's Soho and Chelsea and Carnaby Street and the High Street, of course, on Regent Street, which is changing a lot. And I've seen it change over the last, 5 or 8 years. In that
they really are little villages. I mean, folks, if you travel around England, the British Isles, and really it's this way all across Europe. I mean, every little 4-digit coordinate has its own little community, little downtown, their own pub. You know, everyone goes to. I mean, it's really amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and there are a lot of interesting small businesses there. The thing that makes it very difficult for a lot of them is that the rents are so high.
Yeah.
The rents are very, very expensive in many parts of.
But are they
of
being
London.
Are they Although being challenged by online? The online are their do their customers gravitate toward the digital retail as much as U.S. customers do?
I don't think quite as much, and the mix is a little bit different. Here's what I think I've found in London retail in the past, is that there are some product categories, like high-end fashion, very expensive kinds of things that people just want to see, touch, feel, and talk to somebody else about. And you can't do that online. There are commodities like, records and books and bed linens and things like that you can buy online quite easily because you know what you're getting. But other things, when you pay a lot of money, when you pay, $600 for a pair of shoes. You want to try them on.
You want the buying experience, don't you?
Well, that's what retailers have to do everywhere,
That's
of course.
Exactly right.
Yeah, is create that environment.
Mm-hmm. What do you, as we wrap up, what do you think you'll find when you go to London? What do you think you'll find over there? Is their economy, how's England's economy doing these days, you know?
Well, the retail business is good. The retail business continues to be good. I mean, it's always going to be a hub for people from not just from the rest of the UK, but from Europe and the Middle East who go to London just for the purposes of shopping. Mm-hmm. So the retail business is pretty good, and it is in a state of flux. It is in a state of evolution, as all the retail businesses are.
Well, and especially because it's a tourism spot, and nobody from America goes to London and comes back and someone says, where'd you get that? And they said, I bought this on the website of one of those cute little shops. They're not going to say that. They're going to say, I bought it in the shop.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So it'll be an interesting environment, particularly this time of year. They still have a Black Friday, even though they don't celebrate Thanksgiving. They still have a Black Friday event, which is just passed, obviously.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting that they've taken that from us. But they're still not quite as promotional as American stores and American retailers. They don't have quite as many sales throughout the month in the selling period.
Interesting.
Black Friday is not Black Friday anymore. It's a month.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, George, give us your website again, please.
GeorgeTroy.com.
And that we'll find your book is there, The Five Laws of Retail.
Yes.
Forward written by our good friend Doug Barry, by the way, folks. And all your other stuff there. Hey, George, good job today. Will you come back?
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
And safe travels. And thank you again for being here, George.
And best of luck to all your retailer listeners.
Thank you, George. George Troy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.